WSJU 861 WRTX 957. Jeff, are you out there?
WSJU 861 standing by.
WSJU 861 WRTX 957.
How's it going? How you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How do I sound? You still got those radios hidden from your old lady?
That sounds a bit too bad. I'm sitting in my back room. I'm at RA79, the shorting time.
Yep. There's a microphone gain control in there too, if you want to talk quiet, still be loud. So mic gain control in there. But be careful in the night.
Yeah, I
have
a small roll of mic on it right now, so check out that gain.
Careful in that menu system. You know, push too many buttons. Yeah, you're kind of fading out. Maybe can you move a little bit, a couple feet, different direction? I think you're not in that sweet spot. Yep, that's better. I hear you better. How do I sound now? Not that good tonight. Might want to try the big radio. That might use that same mic in it and all your radio. All right, you grab that big radio. All that weird noises, but you're strong. That is really weird. Okay, try it now. Try it now, Jeff.
WSTA-380, monitoring.
Node 7 0 0 10 9.
SDA-380 monitoring.
Node 7-0-0. Timeout. Thank you.
recording.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
Good morning, WRNW 329. Pretty quiet out there this morning.
Station 902. You up? WSOZ 793. Contact station 902, Frank. WSOZ 793, quiet.
202, say good morning.
Morning, right back to you, 202. Quiet, waking up.
WSBT 754.
Morning time out there, Charlie. WRWB 49.
Good morning, Mike. I can hear you today.
Yeah, it was in the area I was in yesterday. Normally I have no trouble with that radio and the mobile, but that was kind of far out.
Yeah, last couple of days have been nothing but, like I say, 2 or 3 words out of 10, it was really hard to keep up.
Well, the day before that, you had some unwanted QRM coming in there in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's true. It was the same person as the usual morning QRMer. You can tell by the sound of it.
Yeah, you know, each radio has a distinctive key up, if you've ever noticed. And if you listen for that, you'll know right away. You can start picking these people off one by one. It's pretty simple.
I read once where each radio, doesn't matter what brand or model or anything, but each radio has what they call a signature. When it keys up, unkeys, it does it in a way that leaves a particular signature. And with the right equipment, yeah, you can narrow it right down.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Well, it's Thursday, one more to go after this, and it's another weekend. Hopefully it'll be another nice one. We've been blessed with some nice weather this month.
Yeah, we have been for the most part.
That last weekend, my 3-day weekend, it was beautiful, man, the entire weekend. I love it. I know it ain't going to last forever, so I damn sure enjoy them when I do get them.
Good morning, WSHN 738.
Hey, what's going on there, Paul?
Hey, those in the neighborhood. Morning, Paul.
Monday.
Yeah, Sam, Charlie, Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam. Yeah, good morning. Hey, Paul, when you get a minute, call me. It doesn't have to be right now or this morning, but whenever you get a minute, call me. I got a question for you.
Yeah, it'd be a little later. Maybe, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine. Whenever you get a minute.
All right, it is Thursday morning. Can't wait to get to the weekend.
Yeah, man, one more to go.
Yeah, you had last Friday off, so it's a full week for you this week, huh?
Yep, got to work Friday this week. They tried to sweeten it up by letting us out an hour early, but it's just not as good.
Yeah, I get it. Mike?
Let's see. Yeah, today's the start of my long, work week.
You work most weekends, Mike?
I work every day of the week, but I picked up some extra hours, so it'll be for a long week, that's for sure. No big deal. I mean, it's not like I can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't know that I could work every day. It's getting rougher and rougher just to do the five I gotta do.
Yeah, and you got a special thing coming up this weekend, I think you said, Mike, so start. These people, and I've mentioned them before, I will not mention their names currently, but, you know, they have no useful purpose out here, you know, and that's what they're going to turn this into, you know, and that's what they do. They do it down there, they do it up here. It's the same. To them, they have no use for anything up here, so they'll trash it just like they did on their home front. Guaranteed. They're doing it. It was predicted by me as soon as I heard a few of them got their license, and it came true. They're doing it. They're not interested in using this system for what it's intended for. They have no interest in that whatsoever.
Quite apparent.
Mike, did I not predict it as soon as I heard a few people got their license? Did I predict this?
You predicted it when they first put it up. And that was long, long before those people even thought about getting their license. So, it was a matter of time. Kind of like the whole thing with dropping code and, you know, a lot of those scumbags, you know, going to the ham radio.
Good thing is it's time to go make the coffee. Y'all have a good day. Catch you tomorrow, WSBT 754.
Have a good morning, Charlie. We'll see you later.
At some point, you would think this becomes stalking.
You know, that's kind of in a different sense, I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know anymore.
Thank you.
else can you say?
Sounds like Whiskey Romeo Zulu Quebec 607.
Let them trash it, man. Eventually the owner will catch up with them. Take the appropriate action. That's what needs to happen. These people don't learn. They're more dangerous when they get let off the hook. They're more dangerous that way, Mike. I predicted that as well.
You did. And, it's apparent that, you know, your predictions came true. You're like me, you can pick things off, you know, with hunches.
However, it doesn't matter, one, two, or three of them, you know, they're all working in partnership. It's a conspiracy, right? So, you know, they're all the same characters, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Morning time there, Polly. We heard you in there.
Yeah, good morning, guys. We have to shame, mate. They have to turn this channel into this.
Well, that's what they do, Polly. It's who they are, man. They can't help it no matter where they are. You know? It's in their DNA.
Happy to mess it up
to
everybody else.
Well, Polly, it really doesn't matter because you're getting over it anyway. Because of your height and the proximity of the repeater, because you're so close to it, it doesn't matter. You're walking over it, so I wouldn't really worry about it. It's just background noise.
Yeah, you're making it too.
Even Paul's walking over it, so, you know, it's just background noise. They can keep trying what they're trying to accomplish anyway. Everybody's, you know, getting over the top of it, so, and they're making it in.
Yeah, it's a way weaker station. You can hear the white noise in the background. They're not full quieting. A little bit of hiss on the signal, so everybody's well above it.
I want to get back on the side and tap this now. This is WSDQ 996,
Lujana, Clayton. All right, good morning, Polly. We'll see you later.
Some people, man.
Bad individuals.
You kind of got to laugh because it... it's not doing a thing. But anyway.
WSGG 772, Chevy Township Mobile Monitoring, wishing everybody a happy Friday Eve. We're clear.
Yep. Happy Friday Eve.
Now what's going on there? WRWB 49. WRZQ 607 wants to keep doing that. You know, that. I mean, what's you going to gain out of it, really? It's not doing a thing. I mean, I'm close to the repeater. Pauly's close to the repeater, and I'm sure you're close to the Detroit.
Detroit's down this morning. Anyways, I got a phone call to make. I'll catch you later. We'll leave it to the villains there, the QRMers, the jammers. I got them in.
Loudest are the ones that are most guilty of something. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Hey 489, have a good day. Hey Paul.
No, when you're always blaming me, it's gonna happen. I've been listening for a couple weeks. I already contacted Sean. Sean heard it going on while I'm on the phone with him, so he knows it's not me. I don't know who the heck it is. I don't know, I'd probably track it down myself, too, if I didn't have to fucking work. Ooh, excuse my language. But, you know, this is getting out of hand. Why would I jam up a repeater system? I don't do those kind of things. Okay, people love to put the blame and love to throw call signs around, but it was never me and it ain't me. So, get off of it. Quit throwing me in there.
Behind Blue Eyes.
Everybody knows that song. Talks all about you, okay? That's why it's played. Numerous, a huge amount of people play that song. They love it. It's a good classic, and it talks all about a psychopath. You know, the one that the judge told to get off the radio.
He doesn't jam repeaters, but he sure sat in front of my house with a bullfang, or behind my house with a bullfang, jamming my ham repeater. He's a chronic liar. Chronic liar, troublemaker, property
checker. Yes, yeah, see, WRZQ607. Must be me playing that music right now, right? Recommendation to get off the radio. That's what someone was told in court. I got the transcript, and so does the other person that had a case. They have their transcript also. Boy, someone should take that recommendation. WRZQ 607, and we're clear.
You're the little asshole. You ought to take some of that advice yourself.
Well, he may not be doing it now, but the people he works in unison with, you know, are doing it. It's all a big conglomerate.
Where was the family? animals know there's trouble, right? Raised and breed it by his daddy, right? So 20 years of it, now he's been on his own for two, and he's all of that. He's the same. Anyway, something about a liar in court. There's the liar right there. A year and a half ago, he was asked the question, did you ever drive by my client's house and threaten him? No, no, I didn't do that. Then they played the recording of him. He's a bona fide, confirmed liar. All right, WSHM-738.
Test 1-2. Hey Dave, you around?
Who's calling me?
Hey, it's Sean. Is Detroit back up?
Yeah, I just snuck down there and changed it. Yeah, it's running again.
Okay, thanks for the heads up. Seems to be happening more frequently now.
Yeah, it is, but I get a chance later sometime if you freed up and give you a phone call and, you know, if you want. It's not a big deal. But, but Detroit's clicking away.
Okay, well, I just got up a little bit ago. I got a couple things I got to do and hit the road. I'll get back out here when I hit the road. WRUU 850.
Yeah, all right. I'll go find me another cup of coffee and come back and monitor. Talk to you if you're on the road. Talk to you in a minute. WSOZ, good morning time to you, too. WSOZ 793 out. She's a-running again. Oh, Detroit? I don't know. Anyway, WSOC 793 with my coffee monitoring.
Morning there, 793, WS,
FF 330. Hello, Kurt. Good morning, Tansy. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. Might be at the port this morning, so all's good. Hey, I sent you an email. Did you get it?
I don't know, but I'll check here in a sec, because I was going to ask you if you could send me an email with the PO tones. I think I know the first three numbers, but the dot whatever, I'm not sure of. Because I had the... my radio malfunctioned on me the other day, wouldn't key up no repeaters or nothing, and after messing around, I just hooked it into the computer and reloaded it, and I should have had your repeater on the saved list, but it's not on there, and so I was going to ask you if you'd email me the cell phones again. I just wanted to be sure there, but give me a sec, I'm going to check it.
No worries. As soon as I get to work, I'll send in the PL phone. Kind of hard to do while I'm driving.
Yeah, right after that, I got your email here. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll send it to you. No, I didn't expect it right now. You know, but I realized I was going through, and I was like, look. Because even when I brought up the page, you know, I saved the page. Right after I loaded this radio, I kept the page. So if I ever had to reload the radio, I don't have to go through none. Just plug the radio and bring the page up, tell it to upload to the radio, and it'll put all the repeaters and PL tones and offsets back in without me having to go through all that again. And then I noticed on the page I didn't have your repeater, and I should have. I don't know why it ain't on there. But I was happy though once I reloaded the radio and it started working. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you know, radios can be finicky at times. That's why I got it, you know, I got all mine backed up on different, even on thumb drives. Just so I don't have to start all over again.
Well, that's the cool thing, you know, with Chirp or with, I'm still using the software that I downloaded for the radio, even though now it's Chirp compatible, but I still use the software that came with the radio. But yeah, you're able to, after you, with either one of them, you're able to, like, you know, go through, set in your offsets, do all the stuff, and then you tell it to save the page, you save it to the, you know, to your document or file or whatever. And then if you ever had to reload the radio for some reason, or if you want to, like, if I wanted to, like, add a repeater or something, I can bring that saved page up, put in whatever I want to put in, you know, add to it, and then tell it to upload to the radio, and I don't have to go through all the mess there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah, because that can be a pain. Yeah, I've made so many different changes at Chirp, you know, just, you know, copy and paste, and all kinds of different things. It, you know, makes life easier.
Hey, Roger, I'm typing here. I was typing, sending this off to you. But, yeah, like I said, you know, when you can, it ain't important, you know, it is, spur of the moment important or nothing, but I wanna get your repeater back up in here. And like I said, I don't know why it's not on my saved page. I thought to myself, well, maybe I made this page before I, you know, started talking to you and got, you know, knew about your repeater and stuff. But no, it had to be NASA because it's even dated after. So I don't know why the hell it's not on there. But it ain't no big deal. I just, you know, take me 2-3 seconds and I can have your repeater in here and I'll be all right.
I'll do it as soon as I get to work, because if I don't, I'll forget. And then later on I'll be going, what was I supposed to do? You know. you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know how it goes. It's getting to be a constant thing with me, so. Yeah, I definitely know how that goes. Where you at?
I'm up to 7 in Gratiot.
Are you back in my old neighborhood, eh?
Here every day, Monday through Friday. Yeah, this used to be a really nice neighborhood down here. I've watched this deteriorate over the years.
Yeah, hell, I lived there till 87 or 86. You've watched it deteriorate. As a kid, I used to run around that intersection there. It used to be a line of stores on the one side, a Kresge on the corner, and a Federal and all the other, and then a Montgomery Ward's on the end. And now it's all gone. And I don't know, it's like a strip mall set back in further back or something. I ate at that McDonald's when it first opened up. I went over to that McDonald's when they first opened that McDonald's up, man. I ate in there and stuff like that. I did a lot of memories.
Yeah, So you remember across the street on Gratiot, the old Open Electronics, the Carter Bar, you know, those were the days.
Yeah, even as a kid, I was interested in electronics, radios and stuff. I told people this story a lot of times out here. But Olson's, man, I used to love going into Olson's. It wasn't like your Radio Shack or your Heat Kick. It was just it was like a sloppy, unkempt version of Radio Shack. But, you know, it was all like bags in there with FM radio chassis, build your own radio and all this other stuff. I used to love going in there. Olson was pretty good, too, at the time.
Yeah, a couple friends of mine worked there in the 80s. That's the only reason I know of it. Go down there all the time and hang out. Yeah, it was definitely an interesting store. It definitely wasn't your Radio Shack.
No, that's what I'm trying to, you know, that's what I mean. I don't know exactly, you know what I'm talking about, because you've obviously been there, but that's what I liked about it, too. It wasn't like Radio Shack, where you went in and everything's all nice and neat and on shelves and, you know, clearance sales, signs sticking up, stuff. You walked in there, it looked like somebody just went in there, took a bunch of electronics and stuff and just threw them all over the place. And you know, if you were looking for something, you had to dig through and you had to do this and stuff like that. It was great, though. I used to go in there a lot. I as a kid, I used to just go in there. I used to just like going in there and picking up the bags, you know, that had radio chassis in them, you know, AM, FM radio kit, and, you know, not neatly packaged kits like, you know, you would get at Radio Shack. It looked like somebody just took the chassis out of some old AM FM radio and threw it in a baggie there, Roger.
That kind of almost reminded you of a flea market of electronics.
Yeah, there you go. That describes it pretty well. That describes it. You know, I can't remember if they had CBs or anything. I don't think I was in the CB then. But if they did, they'd be laying in a box or something, you know, instead of being displayed on shelf like Radio Shack. But yeah, exactly. It was like the flea market. But Olson was pretty popular, though.
Well, before they closed, they had a few stores. Three or four. Because my buddies worked there until they closed. Yeah, they had CDs in there. I mean, they had, like you said, you never knew what you'd find unless you went through everything.
Back in the days, the tube CB radio days before solid-state ones, was a company called Regency, and they used to put out this light tube. They put out this tube base station called an Imperial double sideband radio, and it was pretty popular. It was Regency was a popular brand. Anyway, Olson, how it worked out, whatever. Olson had the same radio out. It was an Olson. His name was Olson, but you could tell it was a Regency Imperial double sideband, except it didn't say Regency on it. It said Olson. And I think that it didn't do AM. It only did the two sidebands at the same time. What they called back then, they called it, when sidebands started coming on CB, they called it double sideband because you transmitted both sidebands. Even when you were talking on AM, you were transmitting both sidebands, and your upper and lower switch was only for receive either one of the sidebands. And Olson came out with that radio rebranded, and it was cool, man. I had one, and it was pretty cool.
Not a name I've heard in a long time. Oh yeah, I remember when they were popular. And I know Olson always had the tubes. Always had tubes on him.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, too. You know, back when I used to visit Olson, like I said, I wasn't into CB, so I didn't know much. But I knew what tubes were, and I liked tubes. I did. Yeah, they used to have, I remember they'd have crates with boxes of tubes, supposedly new. And then they'd have crates with just filled with poles, you know, used tubes. They didn't have them all like, you know, one crate with six LF6s or, you know, one crate with 12 AX7s or anything. In the used crates, it was all just a whole bunch of tubes. You had to pick one out. You had to keep picking each one out until you found the one you were looking for.
I remember a couple of times being up there, an old gentleman would come in there and just, he would spend hours going through looking for tubes, you know, because, again, they didn't know what they had, they, you know, through the computer inventories and everything.
Yeah, there was a couple doors down from Olson. There was a guy I knew, a little older than me, much older. Quite a bit, and he repaired jukeboxes. It was like two doors down from Olson's or something. And I used to go in there and watch him work on the jukeboxes, and these were tube amplifiers for, you know, these jukeboxes and Seabirds and stuff. They were running tube amplifiers. And me and him used to go into Olson. He'd be looking for output tubes and stuff, and we used to go over to Olson, and He'd spend time, man, digging through the boxes, digging through the used, you know, the surplus boxes, and he'd find what he's looking for, though, and I guess he got them pretty cheap. He used to say, man, you know, he's never got a bad tube, you know, even though they were used pulls from other radios and what have you, but he said he never got a bad tube from them yet.
Yeah, their prices were pretty reasonable, especially when they had to use stuff in there. And I know there was a lot of leeway for the guys to wheel and deal. So, you know, you spend that much time looking for something, they usually gave you a pretty good deal on it.
Yeah, there was, I don't know, a couple days ago or something, me and somebody were talking about the days of Radio Shack and stuff. And even as a kid of that age, Radio Shack was another place I'd love to visit. I used to walk all the way down to 8 Mile and visit the Radio Shack there across from Eastland. And then two buildings, about four buildings down was Heat Kit. And I used to love going in there and looking at the stuff. But anyway, the thing is, I remember when Radio Shack came out with the Lifetime Tubes. They sold you Lifetime Tubes, guaranteed for life. If it dies, or if you run it, you know, if you run it hard and you run the, you strip the cathode of the electron emitting stuff, just bring it in. We'll give you another one free. Yeah, well, that didn't last very long.
Yeah, some of those lifetime warranties. Yeah, they don't last as long as they think they should. No, I mean, the warranty's still good, just the company's gone.
Yeah, well, the lifetime tube gig, that didn't last very long either. After a while, they realized, you know, they couldn't keep up with the supply. So they rebranded them Realistic Long Life. So you couldn't get a free tube no more if you burned it up or if it died on you. You couldn't get a free tube no more. I guess that lifetime tube thing was I don't know, costing them or whatever the word is, but before they closed down, when they were still selling tubes, they rebranded them Long Life. So you didn't, you know, if you blew it up or if you burned the tube out or whatever, you couldn't go get a new one. But, what I'm saying is I was talking to this guy the other day about Olson and, Radio Shack and East and stuff, and after I got done talking to him, I remembered Olson. Olson popped in my head, and I was thinking about the good times I used to have just going there and looking around.
Yeah, because I was saying, after Radio Shack, Olson, maybe Able Electronics, there weren't that many electronics stores around.
Yeah, well, back then, again, in my little childhood years or whatever I was, I had to have been about 12, 13. There was a lot of electronic stores around, I think it was called Bell at the time. You had Bell, you had K40, you had Radio Shack, you had Heat Kit, you had Olson, and there was a place up on, oh, hell, I forgot. It was on the west side. I used to drive with this old-timer down there. He worked on ham gear. That's how I learned all this stuff, is hanging out with the old-timers and stuff and learning things. That's part of how I learned a lot about stuff, like tubes and stuff, is listening to the hams on the radio and, you know, and things like that. Back then, we didn't have YouTube we didn't even have internet back then. There was quite a few electronic stores around. Yeah, ain't nothing now. I think Able's around. I think they renamed Able's, but I don't even think, no, K40's even closed down now.
Able's the only one that I know of around here anyways. I've dealt with them a few times. They're still around, but not like, you know, they don't have the stuff they like they used to. Because obviously everything's changed. But yeah, K40's gone. Yeah, everybody, you know, nobody wants to do that stuff anymore, really.
Yeah, well, back then, too, I keep saying back then, I got to stop saying that. My dad, one time, brought home a shortwave radio. He got from somebody at the bar. It was a Hallicrafters. And I started playing with it, and I learned how to tune up the hams. I accidentally stumbled upon the ham bands and figured out the BFO to tune sideband and stuff. And I used to listen to these guys, man, and, you know, old-timers and stuff, and they would talk about tubes and how they took a tube and added some capacitors and did this and did that, and, you know, somebody's transmitter wasn't working, and, you know, the other guy would go, well, did you check this, did you, you know, and I learned a lot. And along with the electronic stores closing down, the old-timers all died off, too. And like you said, you know, today, you know, back when I worked on electronics and stuff, when I worked up at Ace and everything, you know, everything was through-hole. You stuck the transistor in the hole on top of the board, flipped it over, soldered the three legs, and, you know, you were done. Today, not only is it all surface mount, where the transistor is smaller, almost on the head of a pin, but everything now is processor-based, too. You get malfunctions, you know, it could be in the processor, and that's why everything's throwaway. That's why you don't find too many, if you're lucky, you might find somebody who can repair the stuff, but you don't find too many people doing that anymore either.
Well, you do not. But anyways, I just pulled up to work. I get to get my day started. It's going to be a wonderful day. I got a lot of work to do. I will send you that email with the tones, because I know once they start working, I'll forget. And I'll try to catch you on the other side. This is WSFF330. I'm going to be clear on your finance.
Yeah, sure, man. Thanks for the conversation and the memories. I always keep going back to the memories, you know. It's something to think about. But I appreciate you getting in there and good conversation and all the other stuff. So, okay, I'll check out. I'll be on the lookout for your email, and you have yourself a good day if I don't talk to you again. You're sounding good through the repeater, man, really good. I mean, nice and clean and working really good. We'll catch you later. WSFZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WSFT
902. Good morning.
What's happening, sunshine?
Nothing, just sitting here drinking my coffee and, you know, the same old routine, drinking my coffee and pondering the day.
Yeah, no, roger that. I guess I was thinking about jumping in on a conversation, but you guys were keying up so quick, I couldn't even get in there, so. Well, I just want to say good morning to you.
I was giving it 10 seconds or so between key-ups, man. He had opportunity to get in there. I was giving it 10 seconds between key-up. I always try to give about 10, 15 seconds between keys.
Okay. Anyways, okay.
How you doing?
I just jumped in the car, heading to work.
Yeah, roger that. Did you get that sorted out?
Yeah, no, I just went and bought a bunch of brake line. I kept trying to grab onto the bad brake line, so I just went and bought all new. I was going to replace the whole thing instead of playing around with it. Kind of over it. So I'm just going to replace the whole section that I need to replace.
Yeah, that was smart. That's a good idea because, you know, that's a safety thing, you know, whatever the case. But did that take care of it, the leaks?
Rip it all apart and put it on yet. I went and got the parts last night. I'll play with it again today.
Yeah, roger that. Just from experience a little bit, I'm not an expert on brakes or anything, but I've seen lines where they screw in. Some of them have a rubber O-ring seal. Some don't. Just, I don't know if you use the type of the O-ring seal, but if it is, you know, fresh O-rings are in order all the way around. But other than that, yeah, I'm sure you'll get it. If you got new brake lines, I mean, that should take care of it.
And all right, that's just stock of pressure fitting. They don't have them O-rings anymore. It's all pressure style fitting. So I'll get it. Like I said, it is what it is. So instead of playing around with it and trying to catch the old metal that's just corroded out, I'm just going to replace the whole thing and be done with it. So that's the long and the short of it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's peace of mind, too. Like I said, you know, it being a safety factor, you know, it's a good peace of mind. Were they expensive?
Actually, no, it wasn't expensive at all. It was like, I don't know, I probably got $50 and everything. And then doing the labor, so, you know, it wasn't too expensive.
Yeah, roger. The reason why I asked is back in, you know, again, when I was younger, a lot younger, brake lines weren't expensive. Weren't really expensive. And I'm just wondering if today if they're expensive. That's why I asked, were they, you know, that's not bad. It's not a bad price. Like I said, you know, peace of mind, you know it's all going to be good. And you ain't got to worry about one day having to lock up and find out that the pedal's down to the floor and you ain't locking up and, you know, gonna have to use a telephone pole or something to stop, you know.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't say something like that, but yeah, you know, I could be trying to work a lot of money. Either way, I'll figure it out when I get home. Like I said, I played with it last night and I was here by myself and it's like, yeah, you know what, I just got to the point, you know what, I look at it again when I got back from the auto parts store and it did have a drip on it, so it didn't seal it all the way, so I just went to hell with it. I'm just going to replace everything.
Yeah, it's like I said last night, it's tough doing it alone. You know, because it's hard for you to, hard to be in the car pumping the brake and then coming out and finding out where it's coming from. You know, if it's all over, then it can, could be coming out of anywhere. Where if you're down there and somebody's in the car pumping the brake, you know. So yeah, going it alone is a bit tough, but anyway. All right, I'll let you get on to work, man. I'm gonna sit back here, sip my coffee, and I'm going to finish watching Caddyshack, and I found Caddyshack, man. That's another one of my favorite movies. I'm surprised YouTube's starting to dole them out, man, and, you know, I seen Caddyshack. I had to click on it, man. I love that movie. But anyway, you sound great through the repeater, and good morning time to you, and I'll talk to you when on the next run there, okay?
Yeah,
Roger that, dude. It's good enough. I'll be listening until I get to work.
WRZN 493 monitoring.
Good morning, everybody. This is WCP257. I'm in mobile and monitoring.
WSOC 793 monitoring.
WFCQ 996, you got a copy, this is WRWB 49. WSBQ 996, you out there, this is WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSBQ 996, this is WRWB 49, I won't be standing by.
WFSK now, too. XM3, got it on?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, it's happening there.
Nothing. Just woke up from a nap and sat down here and, oh, I'm just sitting here. What's happening?
Yeah, just taking my break, my watch. We got to give you a quick holler. I brought my radio with me. That's in there. I'm just hollering at you. So what up?
All quiet on the front. And like I said, I just got up from a nap and I was, just got up from a nap. I'm probably getting ready to make me a little something and, seeing what other kind of surprise movies I can find here.
All right, Ann. Hey, so I talked to you this morning, and now you just woke up from your nap, and talk to you again. And then when I get home, I'll talk to you again.
Well, that's fine. There's no problem. If I have it on, you know, I'll answer. That's how it works. I just, like I said, I just, got up. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet, so I figured I was just getting ready to get up and go drag my ass in the kitchen. Sorry about that. Drag myself in the kitchen and see what I can find. And I don't know. Do whatever it is the rest of the day to that doo-doo.
Doo-doo that you do so well?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's good. I remember that.
I think they all played this battle. Remember that one? Yeah, that was a terrible movie.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah. That's it, too.
Actually, that wasn't a terrible movie. That was a pretty good movie, pretty funny movie. At least, you know, back then, you know, it wasn't so controversial as it is now.
I seen that movie probably about 6 months ago. And there's one flying today, society. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I know. They, a couple of them out now that wouldn't fly by today's society. Everybody got their shorts all in an uproar and twisted. But that's the way the world is revolving, man. It's just gonna get worse.
All right, Dad, you've seen what happened over there in London, England, right? There are lots of people for your face, folks. It's like, come on, dude, you're kidding me, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know, I think to myself, Jesus Christ, you know, come on. But then, the other side of thought, I think, well, that's the way the world's going, man, and, you know, why should you be surprised, you know, this is, you know, everything is changing. You know, even freedom of speech has been invaded a little bit. You know, it's just, oh man, but that's the way the world's going. That's the way that I told myself I shouldn't even be surprised. You know, what are you surprised?
No, the world just got to go back to being thick-skinned, dude. Not think everything is so literally. Nobody got a sense of humor no more. Proposal teams in Europe, over there in England. Judges are handing out 2-year sentences for a face posting. You got to be joking me, dude. That's just, it's not right.
see if I can change this type of humor again.
Ah, you're right, you know, but world's got to learn to get back to being thick skin, but it ain't, it's not, that ain't, that just ain't never going to happen. Like I said, as time goes on, it's just going to get worse and worse. You know, it just, I don't know, I'm just saying, it, what is there to explain? You can't even explain it. It's just, that's the way people are being taught and, I forgot what that word is when somebody runs the show and you have to think, not communism, but whatever the hell the person is that you have to listen, you know, go by his thoughts and his or her thoughts and practices, or you just go, you're no good, whatever the hell that's called. I believe that's called dictatorship out there. Yeah, right. That's what I was looking for. Thanks. Yeah, dictatorship. You know, that's the way things are working. You know, either go with the flow, or you don't, or you're out.
And then they back that right up with the freedom to bear arms. Plain and simple. You can say what you want, but you better have it on you.
Yeah, I know. That other transmission was right. To take dictatorship, I keyed up when you did. That's the one I was looking for. But anyway, that's enough of that stuff out here. We don't need to bring all that depressive stuff out here. It's just, I don't know. I don't know if it's as bad as talking politics or what. But that's what it is. Either you conform or, you know, or you go. That seems like how it seems to go these days. Either you conform or you're out of the loop. But anyway, I'm going to go grab me something to eat, man. I'm hungry. I'm going to have me some lunch, too, I guess. So, I'll talk to you in a little bit. You know, you get that guy, you know, you get out, break, or whatever. Go ahead and see if I'm out here there, okay?
No, Roger that. No, I don't think we were talking politics. We were just talking about how the ways that the world's turning, brother. That's not politics. But anyways, good enough. I'll put it on you here in a little bit there, brother. And, you know, I'll probably be around about 4:30 or 4 o'clock-ish. So, and I'll give you a holler then. WSFT 902, and I'm listening.
Yeah, all right, Frank. Sounds good, man. We'll give it to you. We'll get back on to you later here. Like I said, give me a little eats and get myself together, and then see how everything works out there. Anyway, sound good to the repeaters. And, you know, have yourself a good one. Be careful there at work. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm out.
WSUM 902, calling 793 for a minute.
Yeah, come on, 902.
Hey, sorry to bug you, Dave, but I just wanted to ask you a question. I heard a little cross-chatter this morning between you and somebody else talking about Olsen Electronics and some of these other guys. Well, back in the day, I used to make those on-TV little boards, those pirate boards, and I used to go to a guy over there on Gratiot. His name was Lee Products. I don't know if you remembered him or not, so I just thought I'd throw that out there and find out if you knew who he was. Roger that?
Yeah, why is that name so familiar to me? I'm trying to think, man, because I'm trying to think of something. Like I said, I just come up out of a nap. I'm not fully engaged yet. That name sounds so familiar.
Roger, I know how that is. I'll get that list. No, he was, he had a place over there on Grasset. It was right off of 10 Mile. It would be on the west side. Or the east side, rather. He would go and he would buy government surplus lots of all this equipment that the government had, and he'd bring it into that place. He had tons of military, all types of military radio and stuff. So I was just curious. I didn't know if he was ever there, because I remember those days, Olson and all the other names.
Yeah, Roger that. Somebody keyed up too and said they remembered him. I think I remember him too. But I'll get back to you on that 902. Let me even get my head together. I'm gonna think about that, cause that sounds so familiar. Yeah, I was thinking. A crashes at 10. I think I was wondering if it was 9 or 10 miles or something on the west side. Along them building fronts here, one of them buildings. I used to know the name of the place itself. If that's the building I'm thinking of, if that's the place I'm thinking of, there, God. Man, that was many years ago, though.
Yeah, Roger that. It was many years ago.
Yeah, he's passed away, ain't he?
Roger, he is. He did. He's probably dead 20, 10, 15, 20 years now.
Yeah, alright, yeah. I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same guy. I'm pretty sure of that. Alright, 902, let me put it on you a little bit, man. I'm getting myself together here. We'll catch you in a few. A little fuzzy through the repeater, but very readable and everything. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793, clear up the years.
Yeah, WS. Yeah, 902, we're clear Tuesday. Man, it isn't.
Roger that.
If I remember that place.
Yeah, this is 902. Now, he goes back quite a ways. I used to get a lot of electronic components from him back, and he was in business for quite a few years. He had a Quanta hut right over there off of Grasses. WFCM 902, we're standing by.
WSJF 896 monitor.
anybody out there.
Man, you're coming in crystal clear on the Mount Clemens repeater over here. I got you loud and clear, but sounds like you don't hear me.
Everybody, we want to be far away from each other.
WSKG883 and Warren, I hear you out of Mount Clemens. WSKG883 on the side. Station out of Cary, Ohio, go ahead. WIUG288. WISGX 218, WISG 288, copy. WISX 218, WISG 288, copy. Yeah, go ahead, copy. You go ahead, copy. And what station is that? My station. And what is your call sign? This is WIUG88. Yeah, we got WIUG88. What is your call sign? WMRK-267, go ahead. Where are you located at? Redbird, Michigan. Roger. You're in Redbird, Michigan. You on 625 for Peter, correct? Correct. I'm in Peter 625. On a handheld or a base station? I'm on a base station. I'm on a handheld, yeah. You sound really good, man. And what's the name of that handheld? I'm on a DB20G. I'm on a Quanxing K5, I believe. Yeah, that is a good radio. I have one. It's a good radio. I use the mic in it, too. I use it with the mic. It sounds a lot better. But it's okay. You're sounding good. Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I have a Nagoya 771 antenna.
Yeah, that's why you're sounding good. All my radio has a Nagoya 771G. Make sure it says G on it, 771G. It's a good antenna. But you're sounding good. Yeah, good talking to you. Take care.
WIUG88. RNW 329, moderate.
anybody out there?
WSGG 772, Shelby Township Mobile Monitoring.
WSBT 754 Mobile.
WIZX 218, WIG 48, copy. WIG 48, clear.
WSPG 54, you got a copy to WRWB 49.
Hey Mike, what's happening? WSBT 754.
Good working, you know.
Oh, still at work, huh?
Not for long, man. I'm pretty much out here, so.
Yeah, copy. Yep, I'm already on the big road. Just past Shook Row and heading that away.
Just up over here in Casco today.
Yep, just doing the air brake check thing, you know. I could never understand why every hill we have to come to a stop at. Makes no sense.
Well, you're right. You're just around that curve there on 94. For 16
mil. Yeah, just went over the first hill. What road is that? I'm not even sure what road this one is. I'm not up to 16 yet.
That's a big shook.
Is that Shook? Yeah, I don't know. I know it's right after Shook Road Curve anyway, so yeah, it could be. Never really paid attention to what it is. I don't think it's got a sign on it, so, hell, I don't know.
Thing sound okay up here at 29 and 21.
Yeah, you're making it in there okay. Better than you have the last few days, anyway. Yeah, I got one more of these days, and then it's the weekend, and I'm already. It's been a crazy week at work. I'm ready for a nice weekend.
WSVU 202.
Go ahead, 202, take your shot. WSBT 754, my name is Charlie.
You are
right, by the way. Good afternoon to you, Charlie. Yep, I was just saying good afternoon, everybody.
Are you double with Mike? Go ahead, Mike.
It wasn't a double. It's one of the QRMers that's trying to, you know, interject. Anyway, besides that, yeah, I'm ready for the weekend, man.
Okay, okay, I copy. Roger. Yeah, man, I'm done with this week. It's been pretty crazy at work.
Yeah, I don't blame you, man. So... I can't wait till November, you know, that's when I get my week's vacation.
I was sitting on 75 hours right now of vacation time, but I don't plan on taking any until February. I want to take a week off in February just to get a break from the cold and snow and the drive and whatnot. We got a couple of days for Thanksgiving, and then this new company that we're under, they close up for like 2 weeks around Christmas, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, copy that. I think you do like a, you work at like some, you know, tier three type deal?
We do work for the Department of Defense. Kind of hard to really talk about on the air, but the company I work for, we do work for Department of Defense, and we don't get all the federal holidays, but they do close up for Christmas time. I think we're off like the 23rd until the 2nd of January, so they're pretty pro-Christmas at this place.
Okay. Yeah, there's this one gentleman I care for. His brother was retired from Oshkosh Defense.
Oshkosh Bagosh?
Not the baby line, but, you know, the heavy-duty equipment line, the military side of it anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. They do have that, a lot of, like, earth-moving stuff and whatnot for made by Oshkosh, if I'm correct. Yeah, this new place, yeah, you know, they're bigger corporation, a lot of corporate rules, and a lot of, it's been a lot of changes for us, you know. It was a one-man-owned shop to, you know, it was a free-for-all pretty much, and then now we're supposed to be turning it into a real shop, you know. So it's been a lot of chaos, a lot of changes, a lot of new stuff, and trying to keep up with it all gets a little nerve-wracking. They're tighter on tolerances. They're, you know, it's been a really trying year since they took over in March.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I work, you know, I'm pretty much my own boss. I have a boss, but very rarely do I have to speak to him, and he's pretty much left to do my own thing. As long as the work gets done and nobody complains, everything's kosher.
Yeah. I'd like to say it's an easier job, but that's the job you do, if I'm correct. I know I couldn't do it. I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, most people, you know, they think it's a chore, but, you know, to me it's easy work since I've been doing it for only, what, 20 years?
Make a decent living at it?
It pays the bills and keeps me happy.
put the Lex in my pocket.
Well, then, can't complain one bit, man. Especially when you're not working under pressure. You know, that's a big thing, man, is the pressure. I'm in charge of a department, and it's a very busy department. And the four kids I got working for me are all very green at what they're doing. And they're good learners. I got a girl, man. I tell you what, I'd get rid of the rest of them just to have one more of her. She's really doing well, but just, you know, trying to train these kids and CNC and that sort of thing, some of it just goes right in one ear and right out the other. Zero of that, Mike. It was all choppy there, man. I didn't get any of that one.
Well, I'm getting on the fringe of the repeater here, so I will take a standby.
Yeah, I'm about the end of the rough over here as well, man. I'm coming up 26 miles, so I'm sure I'm starting to get a little noisy myself. Catch you in the morning, buddy. Have a safe trip home. WSBT 754.
Hey, 754, you're sounding pretty good over here at this 202 base. WSBU 202, and we're clear.
WSBT 754, how do you copy now?
I got all of that one, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, now I'm pretty much at a standstill here. I guess
the gods are against us every afternoon this week, Mike. I get you and then you're gone, man. Of course, then again, it could be the other guy.
The other guy is being respectful and letting you guys talk.
Normally, you're playing music on here, so there you go. WSBT 754, I'm clear.
Yeah, I'm not a child. I don't play music on the radio. I talk, and that's it.
Yeah, go ahead. WIUG, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jack. This is WFGG772 Mobile. I just heard the FCC is closed doing the because of the government shutdown. And the FCC is going after these companies that are making cheap bofangs. So if you want a cheap bofang, you better go get it now before they go up. Cop.
Yeah, that's what they do. I don't have no cheap thing anyhow. Everything I have DB20 and I have a TYC. So I don't have none of that stuff.
Have you heard about the FCC being closed because of the government shutdown?
No, I don't know if they're the same department. I didn't know that.
I watch Norda Rubicon Productions on YouTube, and yeah, he was just saying that the FCC is temporarily closed because of the government shutdown.
Well, you gotta be a big mess. You can't fly out or fly in. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'll copy that. I just checking with you to see if you heard anything about that and get a confirmation if it's true or not.
No, I've been on 10 meter. I've been on 10 meter all this week and last week too. That's why. No, I didn't hear nothing about that stuff.
Maybe if I can get a hold of Sean, maybe he might know.
Well, I didn't hear nothing, but I wasn't on their website at all today. If the government shut down, it stands the reason. Did the government shut down? That's, I guess that's the first question.
That's what I heard. The government is temporarily shut down right now, and that's, I heard, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. FCC is part of the federal government, so I imagine they'd have to cease operations. I didn't hear anything about them targeting Bofings or anything, but with the whole trade climate, trade war thing, tariffs and all that stuff going on, that wouldn't surprise me. But I've heard none of it. First time hearing of it. I suppose I'll do a little digging around today. I know of Rubicon, you got to watch, because a lot of his stuff is speculation. But good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm not far from the driveway, so I'll make this my last, but I'll look into it. Thanks for the tip. WRUU 850, Jack.
Yeah, thank you very much for the info, and yeah, WSGG 772, stand by.
Well, good afternoon, Sean. How you doing? You feel better?
Yeah, I'm still hacking. It's not terrible. I feel safe, but just hack up a little bit every now and again. So. It had me knocked out pretty good last weekend. All right, I'm in the driveway here. Catch everybody later. WRU 850.
All right, Sean, good to hear you. Take care. Have a good day. WRUG 48.
Take care, Jack. This is WSGG 772. I'm clearing out.
You must be home shortly, huh?
I'm in the driveway.
Good afternoon, Jack. Good to hear you out there. WSFF 330.
Oh, how you doing? I haven't heard you out there, 330.
Doing bad. I'll hit it sometimes on the way in to work in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, not so much. Trying to get my head ready for everything else that's going on.
Roger, you're sounding good. I know you're driving, but you're sounding good.
Good to hear. How are you doing, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm just busy with that 10 meter. It was all this week and last week up to today. I didn't hear anything, so I said, let me get on the GMRS for a little bit.
Copy that. I started studying for take my test, but life got in the way, so I have to wait a little bit on that one.
Yeah, same thing with me. I want to get my general, but you know what? Every time I look around, there's something to do there. You got to finish it before you go to step up again. And that's what happened.
Yeah,
it's been a busy year. Like I said, I haven't even been out much. I talked to Dave a couple times in the morning, but that's about it. It's been pretty quiet. Usually in the afternoons it's pretty quiet.
Yeah, you're right. I've been listening to that too in the afternoon. It's very quiet, but in the day it's not. Anyhow, I'll be out there in the afternoon, maybe till about 11 o'clock, something like that. So, no problem at all.
You have to go home and diagnose an electrical issue on a Chrysler, so that'll be my wonderful rest of the day. But, yeah, it's good hearing you, Jack. I'm just about home, and we'll catch you out there again. You have a wonderful day. This is WSFF 330. Now, I'm going to be clear on your final.
Okay, good talking to you, and you take care, and have a good day. I got a little bit to do outside, work to do outside, clean up. Take care. WIG 48.
This is WSAT 580. Chiming in about the FCC. They released a public notice. You can look it up. DA space 25-922. And they are suspending most of their operations. You can read the whole document about it. They kind of outline what will and will not be available and that sort of thing. It is DA 25-922. Type that into Google, you'll find it.
WSKG 883, thanks for the info on the FCC. This radio handheld working? The radio handheld working, you have to have a close eye first before you do anything. WIUG 48. Yeah, I called it out. WSKG 883. It's working good. Okay, you're on the feeder. Audio is good too. Roger. Roger that. Thanks for the info. You have a great day. I hear you out here. I'm just new, so be patient with me. WSKG 883 in Warren.
Oh, no problem. Anytime you want any help, equipment, antennas, whatever, you know, I will help you out as much as I know. You take care and have a good day. We'll talk again. WIUG 88.
So if the FCC is shut down, do you really need a call sign when they're not working anymore?
I'm not for sure. I have a hard enough time remembering it.
This is WSIP 284. Yeah, absolutely. You still need a call sign. Laws don't cease to exist just because some government agencies aren't getting paid.
Yes, you do need a call sign because you're on the air. If you're on the air, everybody is the same thing. You gotta have call sign. Now, it doesn't matter. FCC shutdown is not only just one FCC. There's a lot of them around. Even there's overseas FCC there too. So because you gotta verify who you are. WIUG 48.
I know, it was more of a sarcastic question, but if the enforcers aren't working, who's going to enforce that law?
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
let everybody die out here?
Yow. Dave, you out there? 973, you got it on?
Yeah, come on, Frank.
What's up?
Nothing, just sitting here. Whatever the case may be.
Wow, don't sound so enthused. What's going on? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just feeling a little rough. But ain't no big deal. Yeah, just sitting here and I don't know. You out of work?
All right, just asked Scott for a minute. Walked in there 5 minutes ago. I'm going to make a cup of coffee and smoke a cigarette and debating about going out looking at my brain.
Yeah, all right, so then I take it you're home then.
I already battled the traffic and all that. I'm already home, so.
Yeah, all right. Which one are you doing the brakes on?
I trust. It sat for a while and then brakes got rusted out, so I replaced the lines.
Yeah, and I kind of thought that, but I wasn't sure. You kept saying car. I don't know. That don't matter anyway. What the hell? So, well, I'll let you at it. Drink your coffee. Get out there and get stuff going and hopefully get it done. Get it all fixed there. I'm just gonna sit here and budge out.
Right on. Get a little enthusiasm in your voice, brother. It ain't that bad. It's a beautiful day. You woke up, right? Every day above ground's a good day, right? Yeah, look at the positive of everything.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying. Ain't nothing too bad. It's just one of them days. I go through this all the time, you know that. So just gotta try and ride it out till bedtime, so. But that's all there is, man. There ain't nothing going on here. Everything's peaceful, quiet, and serene, and I just turned it on for a little bit, see what's happening. In fact, I was just getting ready to reach over and turn it off with the Yuki up.
Yeah, no, Roger, like I said, it's a beautiful, nice, cool day. It's sunny out. I mean, today's a beautiful day. It's a normal, you know, almost just a normal summer day instead of what we've been getting into the summer. It's ridiculous with all that humidity. It's a beautiful day out today. So, yeah, look at the bright side of that, at least.
Yeah, I know. I got my fans going and, you know, the smell of burning wood come in here really heavy. I had to get up and go walk through the house and make sure it wasn't the house that was burning. I don't know, somebody's burning something out there, some kind of wood, and started coming in here real strong. And I figured it was from outside, but I figured I better get up and have a look just in case, you know. Yeah, it could be anything, but not from outside, so thank God for that.
Yeah, for that one. Yeah, for real.
Yep. I'll give you a call later if I feel up to it. Talk to you about a few things, but be over the phone, not out here. If I'm feeling up to it, I'll give you a ringer there. But I know you're going to be busy working on the brakes, so I'll shoot you a text first to make sure it's, you know, if it's feasible. But I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to get back here and veg and scroll through the videos and do whatever it is I'm doing, man. Roger.
Hey, you guys, just call me right now. Be down with it. We're talking now. If you fucking give me a call, or I'll call you.
Yeah, right, do that. I got to take care of some business first before I talk to you on the phone. I got to get up and go do something. Got an envelope here, though, with your name on it, so, you know that. So, yeah, after I get done doing what I'm doing, I'll check you and see if you're in motion or not.
I gotta go pick up the wife tonight anyway, so I might be down in that area. We'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it right this second. So. Alright, good enough. But, I'll get all of you when I get all of you then. WSFC 902, and I'll be monitoring.
Alright, bro. Roger that then. Alright, I'll talk to you in a little bit then. WSFC 793, I'm clear for a few.
RZN 493 monitoring. ZN 493 monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring. I got Captain Don. W. Captain Don. KFA-PRC.
No copy, Ralph.
Wrong check.
Hey, you're 902. Guys are keying up together. No contact. 902. Thank you.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSKC 956 monitoring.
WSKC 883. There you go.
There's somebody calling me.
Yeah, it's your last. WSKG 883 on the side.
At 883, I thought you were calling me. Your modulation's really low. It's kind of hard to hear you.
Thanks a lot. Is that any better right there? It's a handheld.
Yeah, it's a little bit better. WSRZ 793 here. You were calling me, right?
No, you sound like a friend of mine. I thought it was him, but it wasn't. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, Roger, that. Excuse me, then. I had the volume down really low, and I couldn't really hear you because on top of your mod, I had the volume down really low. I thought you said 793, so. It's working, but it's a little noisy, and just so you know, a little low on the mod, but it's readable there. All right, man, have yourself a good evening. WSRZ 793, I'm quiet.
Hey, 793, have a great day.
KG 883
on the site.
Roger,
693. WQX 659. Go ahead, 659. Station 659. Go ahead, WIUG 38.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. Just sitting around relaxing.
You sounded good, but I don't know where you're at. I'm over here in Rochester.
I'm in Ohio.
Yeah, I figured that out. It sounds like an Ohio station. Anyhow, is it sunshine by you or is it dark out there right now?
It's probably dark by now.
Sure, yeah. Do me a favor, what's the name of that radio you got? I'm on that PYT 9600.
I got that radio in my car. I'm on Anytone 77P, I think it is.
Roger. Anytime is a good radio. They're all good radios. Yeah, the TYT is a good radio, too. It takes a little work to program it, but I did program it.
Yeah, it's not that hard once you figure it out.
Roger. And where are you at in Ohio? Are you by Bowling Green or Cleveland or I don't know where else?
I'm in a suburb of Toledo, Texas, just east of it.
I see. Are you close by Michigan Avenue?
By what avenue? I didn't catch it all.
Okay, Michigan Avenue.
No, I'm a little bit from that.
Roger, anyhow, you're making a trip, and I know you are on 625, correct?
No, I'm on 675.
I mean, you guys put up a repeater 675 with a PL 1412?
This repeater has been up for several years. Not used all that much just because it doesn't have a good coverage area.
I didn't know that repeater was 675 there in Toledo. I know there's one 575 over there in Cleveland, and I believe the PL on that one is 104.8. You still there?
Yes, he's gone, Jack. WRMZ 294.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Since unplugged that All-Star.
Yeah, I think we were taking a little break for a little bit with the All-Star, but now, some of us are back, so if you want to come in and say hi once in a while, usually not on until like after 5.
Yeah, no problem. I'll say hi after 5 o'clock. I know how to get a hold of you anyhow. A couple of times, no problem. I text you a couple of times, you answer back, no big deal. Anyhow, how's everything? Everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Busy as usual. Puppy had her surgery this week, so I've been, managing that. She had her, the 6-month surgery. And so she's doing good with that, but she's been a little needy as far as, like, I can't let her jump and stuff.
I see what you're saying. Well, you gotta take it easy with her. She'll find a way out of it. Anyhow, well, good talking to you, Dave. I know there's a repeater there in Ohio, 575. It's a commercial repeater they put up there. And, what do they call that? Cleveland. They did put Dane told me that repeater is out there. It is reaching all the way here. I heard it a few times.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, there's not very many. They don't have very many, because GMS doesn't have very many frequencies, so you're going to see more of that overlap. 2-meter used to be like that back in the day. You'd hear repeaters from like Indiana, somewhere in Indiana and Bowling Green, like you just mentioned, and all that stuff, but I don't know, it's hard to get 2 meters now because I feel like it's the LED light pollution, but I don't know, I haven't really tried either.
Yeah, you're right, There's too many things to try. I've been trying this, trying that. And that, I tell you, Dave, ain't nobody in that 10-meter out there. That thing, it was so busy over a week. I had over 150 contacts.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, it seems like spring and fall are good for 10-meter. Well, we didn't have anything during the summer, as you know. But yeah, spring and fall seem to bring 10-meter alive.
You name it was out there from a different country. Any name you got, different country, it was out there. Believe me, I know that. All right, Dave, good talking to you. Take care. And if I need anything, I will, no problem, text you anyhow. Take care. WIUG 48.
All right. Talk to you later, Jack. And yeah, I like your answers on the morning brew when I'm waking up, when I'm up and I hear you. All right, talk to you later. WRMZ 294.
WSCT 570, this is WSCT 257, you out there? WSCT 570, WSCT 257, are you out there? Alright, nothing here from WSCT 570, this is WSCT 257, clear.
Yeah, we went to there's a park over there. It's called Brandenburg Park or something, and it's right at the north end of Anchor Bay. You can go out on the pier and just to the south.
WRUG 488, WRUG 488, WSAA 299. You out there, Jack?
WSIU 709, monitoring.
Oh, very good. How about you? How you doing?
I'm good. We spoke a few times. It's been quite a while, though. I'm pretty sure I heard you on the ham side, maybe on Wes Bloomfield's repeater the other night. I'm a ham as well. I spent a lot of time over there.
Oh, yeah, I monitor the Warren repeater and Wes Bloomfield, same thing. I can reach both of them, actually three of them. Even the Romeo, too, I can reach from here. I reach the West Bloomfield and Warren and Mount Clemens, too. I'm always on there, Roger.
Yeah, very good. I knew that was you, and I'm pretty sure it was on West Bloomfield I heard you. I mainly am on Pontiac, the 760 out of Southfield, Clarkston, Detroit, Mount Clemens, which is linked, I believe, but I pretty much monitor all of them, but just wanted to say hi. I heard you come through on there, so hopefully I'm making it okay. I'm kind of on the outskirts here. I'm about 30 to 35 miles away, but hopefully I sound all right. I'm pushing 50 watts, so...
You sound excellent. Do me a favor. I have a logbook, and I want to put your cosign, not the GMRS, but the ham side. Mine is KF8 DRC. That'll be KF8 DRC.
KF8 DRC. I got you. Mine is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Zulu Tango, KE8DZT.
You guys are making it down here in Findlay, Ohio, WRCG 925.
Station out of Ohio, stand by for short. Thank you. Okay, so this is what I have. KE8ZDT. Correct?
It's KE8 Zulu Zulu Tango, ZZT.
I got you. And, I don't know, it was in that Thursday, I don't know if you've been on a net or not, but, I took my, my ham license on back to March. That's when I got it. But another week, I'll take the general.
Yeah, I jumped into the the Macomb County net as well as the Oakland County net tonight. I'm going to also jump into the one on 760 here at 1015, the nightly ARRL net, but awesome on the general. Good luck on that. I keep thinking I might try to study for it, but maybe I should do that soon.
This is easy. It's not that hard, really, but you just take that exam till you get 100. Go take it. Don't wait. As soon as you get 100 out of that exam, take it, and that's all you need.
Yeah, maybe I'll make that my winter project. I've been thinking about it for a while now, so should just go ahead and do it. Well, good to hear you, Jack. Nice talking to you. I'm going to get ready for this net at 10:15. And then get ready to go to bed. So I heard you jump in there, so wanted to say hi, and hopefully I'll hear you on the hand side. I'm sure I will. This is WSAA 299. I'll be clear on your final.
Roger.
Well, good to hear you out there. You know where I am. Always on the FBI, anyhow. So you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG, 48. The station out of Ohio, go ahead.
WSIU 709 monitoring.
The station out of Ohio. Go ahead, that station out of Ohio. WIUG 48. I guess he's gone. WIUG 48, clear. Station 709. You're probably out there. You're sounding good here in Rochester. Roger?
This is 709. Yeah, thank you. I was listening earlier to the Ohio repeater there coming in. It's 0.575, and it's coming clear as day.
Yeah, I have a friend there in Cleveland, and he calls every night, and I talk to him from Cleveland. Yes, every night. It's the band open. When the band open, that's what happened. He get him from Ohio. I talked to Jim RS as far as New York, Buffalo, New York, and I talked to the Jim RS as far as Chicago, Illinois. Roger.
I'm assuming you're on a base station?
I'm on the base station with a medium watt.
Are you running a vertical antenna?
Oh, I'm running a tram, 2 meter, 70 centimeter.
Oh, gotcha. I haven't heard much about that one at all.
You must just got into GMRS, right?
Yes, sir.
You must be on a handheld. If you're on a handheld, because I just lost you a little bit. I don't know, you probably moved around a little bit. Roger?
Yeah, I'm out in the garage right now on a failed line handheld. It's just a UV5R. And, you know, it's pretty decent for being out in the garage. I got a Opry 771 antenna. And it does pretty decent. It's not the best, but it's pretty decent.
That 771 on my handheld, that 2 meter 70 centimeter, also GMRS. They all have Nagoya 771G. Just make sure when you get that antenna, it says on it 462, and that is a good antenna. Roger?
Yeah, I know the Nagoyas, they're, you know, great antennas, especially for the handheld. I got a Nagoya magnet now on the car. Nothing special, but it's UHF, VHF. 72 meters, and it pulls in GMRS perfectly fine.
Yes. Yeah, I do. But I used to have that, and I took it down when I got my ham ticket, and I put in 2x4. 2x4 is for 2 meter, 70 centimeter, also does GMRS.
Are you talking about your car?
Do me a favor, probably moved again. Be by the window. It's better that way you can receive it right. Because you go just like that. I don't know why, but that's what it does.
Copy that. How do I sound now?
Sound perfect. Beautiful. The audio is very clear.
Yeah, I got some radio interference I got to deal with here. I got one of those SVR USB plugs that you put in your computer to listen to the frequencies. And the antenna is inside the garage. It just totally blows off with interference. Until I can get around to some spare time to make a antenna to throw up outside, I kind of got to deal with what I got.
Oh, if you have that Magnum out inside the garage, no problem. What you do is you got a cookie sheet, put it on the cookie sheet or put it with a good, connection. A stand still. With cookie sheet, it does a good job. And even the stand still, it does a good job, and you don't have that problem.
Yeah, the Goya Magnum mount that I have is actually on my car. Here at the house, I just have the old school radio.
I said Nagoya in the car, and here is, then I got cut off. When you got cut off.
Hello, Nagoya, at a 771G, 462 megahertz on 10 watts, reporting in.
Stop. These repeaters, they don't need no more, believe me, they don't need no more than medium watt. I have 2 dB 20G, the oddity, and they're always on medium watt. Only these repeaters, they're only 50 watt repeaters, and they are very powerful.
Yeah, that gentleman that chimed in there with the Nagoya, he sounded crystal clear. I'm not sure where he's located, but yeah, his came in excellent.
Break, I'll let you know.
Is that a new antenna for you?
No, this is a handheld, but it is a Nagoya, genuine NA771G, tuned for the 462 megahertz range, and I'm broadcasting currently at 10 watts from a kid radio at 467.675.
Yeah, you're coming in excellent. I got the, technically it's the Aubrey version. AR771. Like I said, I think it works decent for the most part, but I don't know how it's coming in on your side either.
Yep, it's coming in good. You know, a little bit of static, but definitely coming in good, and I'm running a genuine Nagoya over here, and I'm in a garage with the door shut, so not optimal, but I'm pretty close to the Mount Clemens repeater. And the call sign here is WSAT 580.
Well, this is WSIU 709. I'm out here in Chesterfield fitting the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yep, Mount Clemens repeater as well. Harrison Township 16 and Jefferson area.
Yeah, you're coming in crystal clear, man.
And that gentleman out there with the other call sign, I have you with a 709, but I don't have the other one. I'm WIUG, 88, Rochester.
Just for the sake of things, transmitting at half power, 5 watts. The 771G from Harrison Township to the Mount Clemens repeater. Curious if it's better or worse, or can't tell.
I would try it on the low setting next if you can, because to me that sounded the exact same. Still sounds crystal clear.
Okay, broadcasting on 2 watts. Same antenna, same radio. Probably about 5-6 miles from them on Clemens or Peter, and 2 watts. How do I sound?
Yeah, you're coming in perfect still. I just pulled you up on the SDR that I have on the laptop, and yeah, your signal's coming in crystal clear, man.
Well, I'll have to attribute that to the 15-inch Nagoya NA771G tuned antenna for the frequency. I'm going to go back to 5 watts just to ensure clarity. All right. Not sure anybody out there is aficionado in Mercury V6 outboards, two-stroke. But I have some questions if you are. Maybe you could chime in here. Not expecting a response, but, I mean, if you know two-stroke Mercury outboards, I'd like to pick your brain tonight.
Hey, Greg.
Go, Frank.
Hey, WSAL 946. If Dave is out here, 793, he's a motor guy. He'd probably have your answers. I'm sure he does two-cycle work for Ted, you know.
Yeah, right on. If you do two-cycle work, please respond. I do a lot of two-cycle work myself with ATVs and lawn equipment and such, but the outboard, the Mercury outboard from the 80s is what I'm really trying to figure out here.
793, Dave, are you out there? WSL, WSIL 946. Well, yeah, if you can catch Dave, he'd probably love to talk motors with you. He's really into it. Yeah, that'd be 793, WSFZ 793, that's Dave. WSAL 946, and clear.
Yeah, it's
funny that you say that because after you've seen that, they have to know that. I appreciate all the Daves out there that you just made here, and I know I'll get it sorted out, but I just have a few questions for someone more experienced than I am.
Jack, you still out there? WSIL 946.
Yes. How you doing today?
Oh, not bad. Just winding down here. Turned the radio on a little while back just to see what's going on out there, you know.
Yeah, same thing here. I really, I'm tired today. Did a lot of work outside and come inside here and do this and do that. It's a lot of work anyhow. I'm winding down too like you, really. Very tired.
Well, at least it'll be over for a while till it comes to dealing with that snow, you know.
No, don't say that word, snow. I don't like that. You gotta get up in the morning, shovel the snow, do this and do this and clean this and clean that, and clean up the car especially.
Sorry about that. You know. Anyway, I'm going to jump on YouTube here and see what I can find, Jack. Good talking to you, as always. WSIL 946. I'm going to go clear after you.
Hey, Rob, good to hear you out there. You take care. You have a good evening. I try to get a hold of that guy in Cleveland, see if he's out there or not. Take care. WIUG 48.
WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy.
Hey, I have a question about a local repeater here, WSHT 580.
Let's see if I can help you with that one.
Okay, well, I always monitor 467-675 around my house in Houston Township, and within the last few weeks, there's been another repeater online on the 462-675, but at a PL tone of 131.8, which I've programmed one of my radios for, and I tried to make contact, but there's nothing, but there's definitely another 462-675 close in Harrison Township running on a different PL tone. Just curious if anyone out there has used it or knows who it is, or there's a girl that's on the recording that comes up every like half hour that makes aware of the repeater and the tone.
Yeah, that repeater is in Ohio. It's 575 with a different PL. I don't know why it comes all the way to 675. That repeater, I heard, it has a big footprint. So I don't know not much really about it. You can search it if you want, or go on repeaters.com and you might find it. I don't know.
Okay, so what you're saying is this repeater with the, different or, non-standard PL tone of 131.8 is in Ohio hitting the Detroit repeater, which then I'm hearing on the Mount Clemens repeater.
We heard it a month ago, and I heard it today, too. Is interfering with 675. That's what it's doing.
Yeah, I've been hearing it for a couple weeks now, maybe about 3 weeks, in Harrison Township, St. Clair Shores area, driving around, and just the general vicinity of Macomb County, east side. I've heard it. Yeah, alert of the repeater. And I'm not sure if it's getting into Mount Clemens or into Detroit or where it's coming from, but I've heard it multiple times. I tried the tone, and I can actually open the repeater from Harrison Township, but no one ever responds, so I'm not sure what's going on with it.
And that repeater, they just put it in Ohio. I know that. We didn't hear that before, but it was about a month ago, more than a month, really, we heard it out there, and that's why. But it has a big footprint. That's what it is. It's coming all the way here. And you know what? Maybe it's coming on that Detroit repeater, because that's what that Detroit repeater is, facing Lake Erie.
Well, whatever it is, or what, if it's a honeypot, or I'm not sure what's going on there, but on 10 watts in Harrison Township on an Nagoya NA771G 462 antenna, I can open that repeater at that PL tone, so it cannot be that far from me here in Harrison Township.
If you can do that, then talk to the people in Ohio, I guess.
Yes, but if I can open it, that means I'm within range of it on a 10-watt handheld or a 20-watt car with a 3 dB gain. So I doubt it's in Ohio if I can open it from my garage with a handheld. I feel like it's close to Detroit or so. It's got to be somewhere in Macomb County, Mr. or not. And it's, I guess we could try it out here if you want to try it with me. Is a PL tone of 131.8 on the 672-675, up 5 on the transmission.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Well, I programmed it on my radio. It picked up, but I couldn't transmit it. So if you can transmit it, more power to you. It's really good. Then you're talking to Ohio, but not here. There's a few other repeaters here close by, but they're not 575. They're like about five repeaters, something like that. People do have them around here.
All right, Jack, I know you're in Warren or somewhere near there, thought you were, but do you want to try to switch over to the 131.8 PL and see if we can communicate?
Break, WSIU 709.
Go ahead, 709.
I just pulled up this Ohio repeater you're talking about, 462.575. So it's PARMA 575 is the name. The input tone and output tone is 79.7. It shows it's a 100-mile radius.
That's not what I'm talking about. It's Vocal repeater Macomb County at 131.8 PL tone. I don't know if you guys want to try to switch over to that and communicate and see if it works or not. And then if it doesn't, maybe swap back in like 5 minutes.
You know what? These repeater at 141.3, those are repeater here, all of them. The one in Detroit and the one in Mount Clemens.
Yes, Jack, you're correct here, and I'm going to try to switch to 131.8. I'm not sure if you guys understand what I mean there. I can open the repeater, though, at that tone, and it's around here somewhere, so I'm just curious if I can reach you if we switch over to that tone. Over.
Go ahead and try. I'm here.
Hey, what frequency are you going to go to?
Same frequency, but PL tone, we're going to change to 131.8. And this will be the last transmission before I switch over and see if I can hear any of you guys. If I don't hear you, I will switch back within 5 minutes.
Well, I don't know about you other fellas, WSAL 946. I got my radio programmed up here, and I'm not really that handy at a quick button job on it to change the PL tone. I'd have to plug the cable and read, so I'll be standing right here.
Rob, you out there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I heard the woman come today this evening. But you know, when the band is open, they all come in anyhow. So it was a band open for all the different repeaters. You can come without any problem.
Parma. I'm not sure how close to Cleveland that is, but I did not communicate with him.
Well, I just tried transmitting on 131.8, and I can still hear you guys because it's on 462.675, but the PL tone is, I'm not sure if you're trying to transmit from that, but I don't think it'll open up because I don't think you guys could hear me.
I don't think it's going to happen either, but when the band is open, you're going to hear different repeaters coming in. That's why they call it a band opening. The waves, I don't know if you know anything about waves. Waves comes in and go, and we call it on the ham side, ducking. They call it ducking.
Yes, sir, it's definitely a different wave. I can tell, definitely different. It's actually one extra tone in the wave. 131.8, it can hit it in Harrison Township. I'm curious if you guys can hit it in Warren or wherever you're at, because I don't know where it's at.
Hey, like I was telling Jack, I can't quickly change the PL tone. I'd have to pull out a cable and plug it in and do a little reprogramming. I just can't go there right now tonight.
This is 709. I did switch over to the frequency for, 462.675 with a tone of 131.8 on both. And if I turn the squelch off, I can hear you, but cannot make out the words over the noise.
Well, that's cool. I know the 131 repeater has got to be somewhat close to me because I can open it pretty easily. And it's a new repeater as of the last couple weeks. I just started hearing the female voice on the every half hour over 462.675, that's just coming through to the Mike Clemens repeater, but it's running a private, it's running its own repeater with a private PL tone of 131.8, which I can open up over here in Harrison Township.
Copy that. I'll program it in my radio and see what I can hear tomorrow.
I hear it here in Rochester Hills. I always hear it.
Yeah, same here. I tried to make contact, but I don't hear anybody on that specific PL. Not sure if it's new or if it's private or what's going on with it, but I'll just try to make contact and just, you know, hook up a new repeater in the area over here.
WIUG 8H clear.
WSIL 946 unclear. WSAT 580 still monitoring that network.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm coming to the repeaters at the same time. WSAT 925. Sounds like I can trip three repeaters from Finley, Ohio. WSAT 925.